Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL Podcast with Dan Hansis and Mark Sessler wherever you get your podcasts. There's
lots of room. It's time to get on or get off and play some bandwagon.
Bandwagon.
All right, Sean, number one. He's an axe man. He's an axe man.
Should I know this?
It would be Billy Gunn's Ass Man song.
Ass Man. The only Ass Man I knew was Kramer in Seinfeld.
Hey, Chris, when you have a second, pull up the Billy Gunn theme song. Just because Sean has to hear it. A woman survived an axe attack by her husband in a Colorado parking lot.
Oh, I thought it was Lizzie Borden.
No, it's the opposite.
No!
When questioned by the sheriff's office, they say the man told them he would feel awful if she were to survive his attack. So this woman is alive after her husband attacked her with an axe when she got to work.
What?
They say that they responded, found the woman with multiple massive lacerations. On both calves, tried to cut her legs off.
Oh, my gosh.
Stabbed in the neck and chest. Extreme brain bleed, lacerations, and a skull fracture. Despite going in and out of consciousness, the woman told deputies her husband attacked her. The victim's employer asked not to be identified. He had run away. 2 hours later, deputies arrested 73-year-old Mabratu Weldakedan.
What? He's 73. How old is she?
I don't know. He was sitting in his car. Deputies said in the front seat he had an axe covered in blood. He had no prior criminal record, but he did have an axe covered in blood.
Wow.
Deputies say he told them he planned the attack, waited for her to arrive, parked behind her, and hit her with an axe repeatedly. He showed no remorse about attacking her with an axe and made a statement he would feel awful if she lived. There is no known prognosis on the woman, on how well she survives. Sean, every member of this woman's family and friends should get to have an axe. And this guy should have to run a gauntlet through all of them and see if he can survive. Are you on or off the bandwagon?
I'm on the bandwagon, but I'm going to make an amendment to the punishment. This woman went through hell, like pain, and she survived, like skull fracture, massive lacerations on her legs, all over the body, right? And she has to live through that. So this guy should have to live through an enormous amount of pain caused by this woman. She should very much get the last hack at this sucker.
Well, I don't know if she's going to be able to hack. That's why I said everyone who's like a family or friend of hers,
yeah,
should be given an axe, and he's got to like run a gauntlet through like a small hallway where they all get to whack at him.
I want every member of this woman's circle that loves and cares about her to have something that inflicts pain. Mini guillotines. Guillotines that are going to take off every one of his digits. I mean, every one of his digits. And then you move on to the big guillotine and the bigger digits. Legs, arms, nose, ears, and you see if he survives that. That's what this guy deserves. Like, what was the quote you just said? Like, he would be miserable if she survived.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I'd be miserable if that form of punishment that I just recommended did not happen. So I'm on the bandwagon.
Yeah, I'm on also. I mean, the fact that he said that, that's just clearly he's messed up in the head. But yeah, I definitely want to see the family one by one. Take care of them.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm on.
See, I'm on this bandwagon unless we can use the axe, chop off a particular protruding part.
A digit.
Freeze it. And then when frozen, insert it into the back door.
Oh, Lord.
Because the frozen would then instantly bind to the non-frozen, creating a permanent door lock. And for those of you who are unfamiliar what happens with a permanent door lock, nothing gets in and nothing gets out. And if nothing gets out the back door, that's a really uncomfortably painful way to die. And I am very much about the pain.
Well, you have an imagination on you, man.
You do.
But I'm on.
All right, number two. Horny always wins. A Nebraska man pled guilty to sending top secret info to a person on a dating platform. 64-year-old David Slater worked at U.S. Stratcom. He attended briefings regarding the Russia-Ukraine war and disclosed classified information on a dating site. Guy had top secret security clearance.
Desperate.
So check this out. He gave national defense info to an unauthorized person on a foreign online dating platform.
That's the real problem here. Foreign dating app.
The woman would keep asking him for info and refer to him as her secret informant love and her secret agent. He gave classified info on military targets and Russian military capabilities in relation to Russia's invasion of Ukraine. The defendant, an employee of the United States Air Force with access to some of our most closely held secrets, shared classified info with someone claiming to be a foreigner on an online dating platform. The DOJ stands ready to hold them accountable for violating their obligation to protect sensitive national security information entrusted to them. He is facing up to 10 years in jail and up to $250,000 in fines. Since he allowed horny to overcome him for protecting national secrets, he should be sentenced to death via 10,000 dildos. Are you on or off the bandwagon?
Good Lord. Did I get an eyebrow raising there? I'm on the bandwagon! You know, a quick question for you, though. I approve of everything you just said. Do you think, like...
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mysteries Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops, and neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Most stateside people, especially women, right, on a dating app, would even know what to do with, like, sensitive national security information? Even if the... Do you even think people would understand that it's national security information?
I think that if somebody's specifically asking you for national security information, the picture's probably not them.
Were they asking, or was he offering up to make himself sound like really important?
Well, it
so
said
he could
that,
get the,
that
get in
they
the bag.
Kept asking him for info.
Oh, I didn't hear that part. Okay.
And he kept giving it to them, and that they called him the the secret information love.
Okay, well, chances are, like, since this was a foreign, he was probably like some Ukraine dating app. So of course they're going to ask because, like, oh, I can help
or
my
some
country.
Russian. It's just a, yeah. Yeah, it's a dating app from like Ukraine or Russia or Belarus or something.
Yeah,
and it's probably some military guy pretending to be a girl. God,
like you talk about just being just a fog of horniness, like to affect your decision making. That's wild. I'm on the bandwagon.
Dude, you couldn't just go find a local AMP?
An amp.
Yes. Think about what AMP stands for. Robert Kraft attended these.
Oh, yeah.
Now you got it.
Could just set a massage parlor. But yeah, I'm on the bandwagon.
You see, the problem here is that he should have known. If someone's asking you and just keeps asking you for information, maybe you shouldn't be sending them that stuff. And for that reason, that's why I'm on. Because it's just like, it's common sense. It just is. So, yeah, I'm on.
He had like a one-track mind right here, man. He was like, I gotta bag this chick that lives 7,000 miles away.
Idiot. And he deserves everything that's coming.
Yeah. But she said I have a nice smile.
Now, you know what the punishment should be? You should strap him to the next
SpaceX rocket.
You know what?
Going to Mars?
Yeah, or going somewhere.
It's
going
to wind up exploding about 30 minutes into its launch.
Yeah.
If that long.
That's what you should do.
I like the idea of him being beaten to death with 10,000 dildos.
And then strap him to the rocket.
And then...
Somebody's got to get strapped to a rocket. Somebody has to. Needs to happen.
All right, number three. Oh, look, it's Q-Rod making something about him again.
A-Rod?
Yes.
Ooh.
So Q-Rod had a now going viral response to a child at a golf tournament in Lake Tahoe. He was in the American Century Classic. It's a bunch of athletes and celebrities.
Oh, who won?
Golf tournament.
Who won that?
Don't know, because Dilligaff. Jason and Travis Kelce were greeting fans at the event. One particular spectator did not get greeted by Q-Rod, who just a few days ago shut down a suspected autograph hound. Well, he's busted his way through the ropes, and a young boy calls out, "You almost hit me, Aaron Rodgers." And Rodgers just very nonchalantly, "Almost doesn't count." And Rodgers, who had gone after this guy who had asked him to sign a ticket stub from his first NFL appearance, starts grilling the guy on like, "Oh yeah,
I saw that.
Who did I throw a pass to? What was the final score?"
Yeah.
You know, and all this other stupid stuff. So, yeah, he basically felt like a badass because he trash-talked a young kid.
It was a kid?
And this where he said to the kids, "Hey, you almost hit me," Aaron Rodgers went, "Almost doesn't count." It was a kid. Q-Rod is a mega douche. And he is going to lead the Steelers to their first losing season under Mike Tomlin and get Tomlin fired. Are you on or off the bandwagon?
I'm off the bandwagon. He's not going to get Mike Tomlin fired. They can't fire him because the organization made this decision and Tomlin signed off on it because, I don't know.
Ask the former coach of the New York Jets about that.
Yep, just Mike Tomlin. I don't know. I don't think he's going to get Tomlin fired. People, you know, it's getting hot because people have been making it hot up there in Pittsburgh. I don't know, man. If Tomlin gets fired because he has to deal with this dingleberry all year, that would just be one of the more shocking things, I think, and just one of the more disappointing endings to a legendary coach for a legendary franchise. That would just be too much. I don't think so. I'm off the bandwagon. I don't like Aaron Rodgers much these days. Like, he's definitely fallen out of favor. But I really like Mike Tomlin. I just hope that doesn't happen. I just hope you're wrong.
Yeah, I'm off as well. I don't think Aaron Rodgers is going to get him fired. And honestly, I don't think they have a losing season because it's just what Mike Tomlin does. He doesn't lose. He's going to somehow find a way.
No, but it's got to end at some point. If it was going to end.
It ain't ending this year.
It feels like it should be this year, though. If anybody was going to screw that up, it'd be Aaron Rodgers.
I don't see it happening. I don't. And
who's our backup?
Mason Rudolph, maybe?
Oh, hell, it's game over, bro.
I mean, they won with Mason Rudolph before. So, I mean, I'm off. And
yeah,
I could see him having a winning season this year.
Yeah, you know what, though? Like, there's another pelt on the wall for Mike Tomlin, though, because your ass won with Mason Rudolph before.
They won with Justin Fields. They won with Russell Wilson. They will lose with Aaron Rodgers. Now, maybe Will Howard becomes their quarterback of the future.
Oh, that guy. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But Aaron Rodgers will lead them to a losing record.
Bill Howard.
And the only way Mike Tomlin's going to keep his job is if at some point he benches Aaron Rodgers, at which point he'd probably get fired.
Unless it's the owner's call.
Which is exactly what happened in New York. Yeah, it was the owner's call. He fired the coach, then he fired the GM for a quarterback who's not there anymore.
Yeah, that's going to be wild.
Yeah, I think I honestly think that Q-Rod will get Aaron Rodgers. Q-Rod will get Mike Tomlin fired ruining the record.
Do you think to start the season when they have like the odds, like coaches on the hot seat, do you think Mike Tomlin will be top five odds for next coach to get fired?
I was going to say top six, but yes.
Top six?
Yeah.
Well, you must have a really good five in mind if you go top six. We'll have to discuss that another time. Is that the bandwagon?
That is the bandwagon.
Good stuff tonight. I like that. I missed it.
Life can feel overwhelming, but you don't have to go through it alone. On my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, I share openly and vulnerably about everything life brings us and what we can learn by living with our hearts a little bit more open. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on self-care, motherhood, healing, and more. You are enough, just the way you are. This podcast is a reminder of that. Follow and listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.